Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
80 games in for every team in the NBA. Two games to go. And in the Eastern Conference right now, things are just an absolute mess. The Milwaukee Bucks are in second place. They're 13 games behind the Boston Celtics, so the Celtics are removed from everybody else. There are two teams within striking distance of the Bucks. Cavs are two games behind Milwaukee right now, but the Cavaliers are only two games away from being in the play-in tournament. It's weird. And there are two games to decide it. Indiana tonight is the key game for the Cavaliers. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Dan Menigan. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This gentleman has covered the Cleveland Cavaliers for decades, now covers them for the Chronicle Telegram. Longtime buddy of mine, he's Mr. Bob Finan. Hello, Bob.
How are you, Bob?
Hey, how you doing today?
We are well. Good to have you with us. Here we sit, two games to go. Are you surprised that the Cavs could still find themselves, and I don't think they will, in the play-in tournament with two games to go?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but the fact that it could happen is not a good thing. They had things going earlier in the season, and the season almost went in the dumper, mostly because of injuries, but there were other things going on with this team that it just wasn't clicking on all cylinders, as they say. And but they're sitting pretty good now. And the key to the whole thing is whether Donovan's Donovan.
It felt like the last time the Cavs took the floor, Donovan actually looked like Donovan. Did it seem that way to you, Bob?
It did. It did. He looked much better than I'd seen him in a couple weeks, really. And he's had, quite a second half. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but he's only played in a handful of games since the All-Star break, and he hasn't looked good at all. But the other night he did look good, and he follows that up tonight against Indiana, and maybe they do have something going.
Bob Finan joining us, covers the Cavs for the Chronicle Telegram. Is there a team that you think they match up best against for the playoffs, Bob?
Well, about a week ago, I don't think any of the teams would have been a good matchup, but probably Orlando, because none of those, or very few of those guys have ever been in the playoffs before. And I think they could get by Indiana, although I don't feel real confident in that one.
Bob, it seems like since they've gotten everybody healthy and you've gotten the four guys all back, that the solution has been to almost stagger all of their minutes. There are very few times where you have Jared Allen and Evan Mobley on the floor at the same time. Same thing with Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. Do you think that's the key to success for the Cavaliers during the postseason, is to stagger those minutes, or do they need to figure out how to get all those guys together?
Well, that's the way he's been playing the two bigs you know, using Evan as the backup center. And then at the end of the game, they'll make a decision whether to put them both back out on the floor or not. But, you know, as you know, it's all about spacing now and shooting three-pointers. And when the two of those guys are on the floor, that kind of stagnates some of that outside shooting. So I don't see why they can't make that work somehow, but that's how they've been playing, the two of those.
So Bob, when you have a situation like that, and you can look through NBA history, and, you know, we can point out teams that had two bigs and it was able to work, and teams that have had smaller guards and it's able to work, and it's been able to work in the regular season, no question. They've won a lot of games. But is it – and if it doesn't work in the playoffs this year, there will be finger-pointing and there will be changes. Do you think it's more of, okay, the coaching staff hasn't figured out how to make it work with these four guys being your key guys with some duplication in skill sets? Or is it that the front office put this team together and duplicated too many skill sets?
Well, I mean, you could certainly make a case for the latter. But, you know, there's certainly talent on this team. And it was working earlier in the year, but, you know, not so much toward the end. But there's going to be changes with this team regardless of what happens in the first round. I think there needs to be some changes made. And
personnel, you know, Bob, or coaching, or front office, or maybe all of the above?
Mostly personnel. But, you know, if they can't get through the first round, and, you know, that's certainly not a given, there certainly could be a change made at the head coach. And I really like JB. I like him a lot. I think he has a really good rapport with the players. But, you know, it's one of those what have you done for me lately type things. And if they can't get past the first round with this group, it might be time to look at someone else there.
Do you think the change would go any higher than the head coach?
I don't think so. He's the one higher is really making all the moves, but we do know who the owner is, and I'm sure he would be fed up with it as well, but I wouldn't expect it to go any higher than the coach.
Bob Fanan joining us, and he covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle-Telegram. Bob has a story out right now. Cavaliers already in playoff mode with two games left in the regular season. Bob, they have to be. If they don't beat Indiana tonight, that might be – and you're sitting there against Charlotte in the last game, either in theory you should beat Charlotte at home without any question to end the regular season. Charlotte's not playing for anything. But if you're sitting there and you need to win that final game of the season to either, A, avoid the play-in tournament, or, B, avoid a bad matchup in the first round or something like that, I think it'll be stunning. I'm with you, Bob. I don't expect that to be the case. I don't think they're going to be in the play-in tournament. But, man, the idea of if they end up Philadelphia, New York, in the first round of the playoffs, that's not a good situation. And I'd be surprised, you know, that I'd be surprised if they get through a series like that.
Well, they struggled against Philadelphia without Embiid, and that's not a team you want to play in the first round. And New York just has their number. New York's just a better team, and so you got to stay away from those teams. That's why it's here in front of you. Win your last two games, and you're pretty much assured of the fourth spot.
Bob, can you turn it off, what's happened here late in the season? And part of me thinks you can, that, okay, that was in the past. I know there might be some momentum, some carryover, but can it change the minute you get to the playoffs, or are you going to carry a bad March and a bad April into the playoffs with you?
Well, you know, just flipping that switch, as they say, it usually doesn't work. But they have been showing some signs of playing good basketball. They, you know, even that Clippers game, that one of the biggest disasters of the second half, they scored 80 points in the first half. I mean, they were obviously doing some things right. And I think if they win these last two, they could go into the playoffs with a pretty good mindset. And can they get past whoever that is in the first round? Yeah, I think they can. But I just don't feel real confident in whoever they play. Even Orlando. Orlando is just a really young team. And
a lot of talent.
They really do. And that's not going to be an easy series for anyone. But, you know, you would think the Cavs could get past them.
Bob Finan joining us from the Chronicle Telegram on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Where are we on Dean Wade's injury recovery? Because it seems like he's been out.
Who? my God.
You know, guys like 6'9", 6'10", really kind, poofy hair.
He's a key player, too, for them. There's no guarantee he's going to be back this year. I don't know, you know, even what happened. JB said it was kind of a wear and tear thing. He missed a few games for personal reasons. And then came back and had a knee injury. And very odd, very, very odd. And I don't know. I wouldn't expect him to play the rest of the way. So they do need to get Sam Merrill back. And I think he's out tonight as well. But he's become a key player for them because of the way he shoots the ball.
Bob, is Evan Mobley where he's supposed to be or where his talent level should have him? Or do you think he's capable of more in his NBA career?
Yeah. He's capable of a lot more. And, you know, he's eligible for a max extension this summer. I don't know if – can you give him a max contract?
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I don't think so. But you got to – if you can sign him to a longer-term deal, you got to do it. Because once, you know, he does finally get it together, he's going to be a great player, I think. But – he does so many things well, but nothing really great. But he has a ways to go yet, and he had so many injuries this year. It's kind of a built-in excuse for him that he didn't take that next major step that everyone thought he was going to take this year. He just hasn't done it.
Is it? So. And the injuries are obviously something, Bob. He's still only 22. Is it the injuries? Is it the youth? Is it the scheme? Is it the presence of two guards who score a lot of points? Is there any one thing that you think is the key that maybe has just kind of kept him at the same level throughout 3 years in the NBA?
I don't know what it is. He's at times I'm just I marvel at what he can do. Because he does a lot of things very well, but he doesn't really dominate games, despite what the coach says. You know, the coach just gushes over him every time you ask him about him. But he has a ways to go yet, and you know he doesn't have a real reliable even mid-range shot, other than and now they're making him shoot a lot of threes and. He seems to be getting better at that. He doesn't dominate around the basket as much as I think he should. Defensively, he's pretty good, but he's still only 215 pounds. And, you know, I don't know. There's certainly a lot there to like, but he needs to get better.
Bob, thanks for joining us. You can follow Bob on Twitter, now X, at Bob Cavs Insider. And, of course, read all of his Cavs coverage on the Chronicle Telegram. You'll only have to read two sentences at the most per paragraph. Bob's writing style is fun and unique. I like it. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Good talk to you guys.
Bob Finan joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You heard what he said about Evan Mobley. Got a long way to go. You heard what he said about the Cavs. Doesn't think they'll be in the play-in tournament. I agree with him. How long will they be in the playoffs? That might be the question to ask. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whether you're going to work, whether you're at work, whether you're going to lunch, whether you're on a sales call, whether you're playing hooky from work, whatever you're doing during your day, just use the Odyssey app. Browse through our chapters, and you can see what you've missed. It's also the easiest way to listen live to the most local sports talk in the entire state of Ohio. Kind of something to be proud of, right? Download the Odyssey app right now.
Kind of falls under the Carl Spackler, so I got that going for me, which is nice. By the way, has any phrase really made its way through the lexicon like that one has? Like, I can't have anyone in my life come at me and say, well, I got that going for me, without in my head finishing up by going,
which is nice.
Which is nice.
We've kicked around the idea, and we're going to have a Caddyshack show.
I'm in.
Yeah.
You know I'm in.
Because there are so many lines, you know, for instance, oh, looks good on you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, you know.
Pool at a pond, pond's better for you.
That's a peach, hon. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do this all
well,
day.
Well, how do you measure yourself by other golfers? By height, of course.
We're not going to, but there you go. Bob Finan was just with us. Bob covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle-Telegram. If you don't read Bob's work, you should. Bob does really good work. And he just told us, and listen closely to what he said, go back and listen. He said, if there are problems, they're going to move on from the coach.
Hmm?
I think we all feel that way. Bob's real close. He said that. He knows he's covered the NBA for a very long time. And there will be changes. I agree with Bob. I think even the only way there aren't changes, major, is if they get to like maybe the Eastern Conference Finals.
Ooh, you're that far up the road. Interesting.
If they win one playoff series, that's not enough to avoid changes on the team.
Interesting.
And part of it is because you need to keep growing the team. And I don't mean that as a bad thing, that people are, you know, going to lose their gigs because they didn't do well. You've got to keep growing the team. I don't think the mix is right, and I think that Kobe Altman can adjust things and make it a better mix. And if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I would think that the adjustments would be more personnel rather than management. If they get knocked out in the first round, I would think that the changes would be management at some level.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot, and you're going to throw something at me for it.
Good.
All right, so prepare something to throw at me. Yeah. Something blunt, probably heavy.
I have a Fig Newton here.
You got a staple. That would work better. Yeah. All right. Do you think the Cavs have plateaued? The minute you started speaking, yeah, and you brought up what you said of they need to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because if they're not evolving it the way that they should, a change should be made. Well, typically you make a change when a team is either on its way down or has plateaued.
I would think that this team, the way it looks right now, will not get significantly better unless they figure out a way to unlock Evan Mobley.
I agree.
And if they can't unlock Evan Mobley, then you either need to change the people who can't unlock him, or you need to trade him. That's the last thing I want to do is trade Evan Mobley. I think he could be an incredible basketball player, and I already think he's really good. But I think he's the key for this team becoming really, really good.
I agree 110%. Yeah, his ceiling still remains the highest, and we've seen the ceiling of Donovan Mitchell. His ceiling still remains the highest.
Is it interesting to you at all that Donovan has never been on a deep run playoff team? I don't know.
It's very easy to hand wave it away and look at some of the circumstances he's been under and some of the roadblocks he's had.
That's real valid.
Yeah.
That's real valid. And, you know, I think he's a great player.
Absolutely. I think we all do. Anybody who watches basketball knows how talented that guy is.
Great player.
Jeff, I'm going to say it. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers have plateaued with J.B. Bickerstaff as the head coach. I think I've seen enough of this right now, and I've seen if you haven't thrown the kitchen sink by this point, that's your fault, because you should have been trying everything in your back pocket to get this team to be a cohesive unit and to be able to play your five best players at the same time with a positive lineup plus minus. Like, you should have figured this out by now, and if you haven't been able to do it, that's you.
Well,
because I should be able to hand you talent, and you should be able to make it work. That's how coaching operates.
That's true. And Fanan just said it, and I think Bob's right. The injuries have been an issue with Evan Mobley this year. It's kind of hindered some of his development.
I'd say the same with Darius Garland, too.
To a lesser extent,
yes,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you got to figure out a way. If you don't figure out a way to unleash Evan Mobley and to get him going, And you know, help him become the player that a lot of people, and I'm one of them, think he can become, then either Evan doesn't have it and you need to move on from him, which I don't think is the case, or if you can't figure out how to get him any better from a coaching standpoint, you need to change coaches. Or if he can't get any better because the ball is stuck in the hands of two guards, mm-hmm, then you need to move on from the two guards. So something needs to change there. The thing that I don't think it is Evan Mobley.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree 100%.
I do not, not want to move that guy.
Come on, I'm right here. I'm the treasurer of the Evan Mobley fan club.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
He stays.
The Evan Mobley
supporters. You figure out how to make it work. Roman is in Canton in beautiful Stark County.
How are you, Roman?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Good, good. You know, something with this Cavs team that's obviously the most frustrating is that we lose games how – we are normally beating teams and beating good teams. You know, we beat them by out hustling them, you know, really just being on the defensive boards, and getting those second chance opportunities. And, you know, that's keeping the scores low. That's how we beat teams, but that's also how we lost last year to the Knicks. That's how we lost the previous year in the play-in. And that's the most frustrating thing. And I think with JB's like that that homely girl that means really well. You know, she's great. But at the end of the day,
Roman,
listen, guys, at the end of the day, he's not he's not the one. He's not the guy who's going to rally the team together and who guys want to sacrifice their bodies and themselves for. And that's why I think the buck stops at JB, because he's a great guy. He means well. Don't get me wrong. I love JB, but he doesn't got the juice. You know, he doesn't got all of it to get these guys over the hump, because we clearly have the talent, right? I think we can all agree that when things are clicking with this team, we can beat anybody. But if your coach can't rally can't circle the wagons and get you deep into a playoff run, then, you know, you have your center who's the main defensive stopper on your team saying last year, and I'll bring this up because this is something that a professional athlete should never say. And he can say it inside his head, but you never say it in a post-game meeting, is that the lights were too bright. That's something that is alarming, because the coach should be able to reel that in and not have that come about, because it's the playoffs, guys. The lights shouldn't be too bright.
Roman, thank you. Interesting thoughts. Richie's in Cleveland. Richie.
All right, Richie.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great to talk to you guys again. Awesome show as always.
Thanks, Richie. Appreciate it, man. Hope you're well. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, I'll offer up an opinion on it. Obviously, you guys are way more knowledgeable than me, but I think they have all the offensive firepower they need. I think what they need is an enforcer, muscle in the paint. One of those guys that's 6'9", 250, that isn't afraid to get in there and bump and bang and get rebounds and throw a few elbows if necessary. We just get mentally and physically toughed out against these series. And, you know, I was watching the game last night where, you know, New York went into Boston and said, we don't care that you're Boston. We're New York, and we're going to lay a beat down on you in your house, and ain't nothing you're going to do about it.
That game was an eye-opener last night, Richie. I mean, what? They got up by, I think the Knicks got up by like 30 and just were out-muscling them everywhere. I mean, poor Zingas just got shoved everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, who on our team do the opponents say, uh-oh, we got to go up against this guy? I mean, and I don't mean that to diminish any of our guys or anything like that, but honestly, if they can reactivate Kendrick Perkins for the playoffs or something like that, I think, you know, to get rid of Darius Garland in the hopes that you're going to get somebody back in equal value that will somehow magically create a better chemistry, I don't know, man. That's always tough for that to work. I mean, a sideways move is a sideways move, you know? And I mean, I hope they do good, but, you know, I really like the guys we have on our team, and I really don't want to see anybody go. Like I said, we just need a tough guy, man. We need a Rodman or so. And I realize guys like that are hard to find, but I don't know. I hope they do good. I don't got the pitchfork out to fire the coach or anything like that, but, and like I said, I really like the guys we have on our team. I just hope it works out for them.
All right, Richie. Thank you very much.
I mean, the only guy that's on the roster, there's two guys who are like that, and they're the two guys you probably don't want to see on the floor because of their offensive production. It's Tristan Thompson and it's Marcus Morris. I mean, and those are the two guys who will push you around. Those are the two guys who are there for their toughness, but I don't want them to actually have to play.
I mean, you know what? You're right.
I mean, that's just the truth.
Jerry's in Cleveland. Jerry,
all right,
welcome,
Jerry.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Doing well.
Quick question, then I'll make my comment. Quick question is, does Evan Mobley have to be a high scorer to be the most important person on the team? Because I think he can average about 17, 18 points a game and do the other things very well and be the most important player on the team. The other thing
can't argue with that one, Jerry, because I agree with you.
Salt.
If he could become a guy who could score 18 points a game, and he's, you know, he's close to that, consistently get 18, get you double-digit rebounds, play the defense that he plays, but be, I think, a little more focal point of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's all it takes.
Yeah, and I totally disagree with the caller who was just on, because I believe, I honestly believe we're about the, if everybody's healthy in the conference, we're about the fifth or sixth best team in this conference. And as far as chemistry, maybe you'll remember, I don't think the other fellas old enough to remember this. Remember the team with Dr. J, George McGinnis?
Bobby
that was
Jones.
The most talented team, right? They had people on the bench that would start for any other team, most talented team. And they got beat by the Portland Trail Blazers. Just, we have a talented starting four, but it doesn't mean that they can play well together. And I think it's stifling the growth of Evan Mobley. Jared Allen's stifling his growth because they have the same kind of offensive capabilities. And Darius Garland is also. And you have to
and that's where
to
the
get
chemistry
something
issue
good,
comes
you got to give something
Jared.
Good up.
Yep, that's where the chemistry issue comes in.
Yep, you can't just package up your garbage and hope that someone will give you something good for it. That's just garbage. Not exactly how this works.
That's not very nice.
Well, but it's the truth of these trades. Like, it always makes me laugh with fake trades because you'll get people who are like, okay, what if we give up Marcus Morris, Tristan Thompson? You can throw in Ty Jerome. You can do it. And it's like, no. That's not how this works. You can't just take the miscellaneous, like, stuff that you don't want.
The stuff that you would like to move on from.
And have some team come in and go, yes, that stuff that you don't want is exactly what I want. Here, have this 6'9 small forward who can shoot the corner three at 45% that can guard the best player. Here you are. Merry Christmas. Glad we can make a deal.
Two games to go, folks. They could still end up in the play-in tournament. I don't think that's happening. They could end up with a terrible matchup in the first round. That could happen. What do you think? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Cavs against the Indiana Pacers tonight, and then the Cavs against the Charlotte Hornets coming up on Sunday. Pacers, good. Playoffs, yes. Maybe a team that could knock off the Cavaliers in a first-round playoff series, yes. Charlotte Hornets, bad. Mm-hmm. Charlotte Hornets, building for the future, yes. Charlotte Hornets ever get there? Maybe.
Charlotte Hornets handing a max contract to a guy who... What, LaMelo has played 30 games this year?
Yeah.
Hey.
Availability is the best ability.
Yeah, and his ability went out the window.
His ability is cashing checks.
And not to mention, his dad is now finding his way into the headlines once again by saying the training for the NBA is too soft.
And maybe his dad, has a point.
Don't say that too loudly.
Andy's in North Olmsted. Hi, Andy.
How are you, Andy?
Jeffrey, Dan, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
Well.
Hey, anyway, hey, Dan, I think you nailed it when you used the word plateaued with JB. That's kind of how I feel. I think he's gotten him as far as he can. It's no knock on him not being a decent coach, but I think that there may be time for a different voice, too. Just by the way, just looking at the Clippers game the other day, that was just surreal, playing as well as they did and just coming out as flat as they did.
I'm still floored that you – like, I understand that you could make it a close game at some point or let it get down to 10. And, I mean, Danny Green
or you know they're going to have a run.
Right, and you know they're going to have a run, and you know that Paul George is over there. But the fact that they coughed up that full lead still baffles me. Like, that's baffling.
That was beyond shocking. But, hey, how about this? Now, I know we talked about this ad nauseum, too, and it's a little frustrating where Donovan came out the other day and said, you know, I love to go back 3 weeks ago. Do you remember he said he wanted to shut it down, and he did? But he came back too early, you guys. He could have come back for this last home stand. Oh, that's so frustrating. You know, where he would have had 2 extra weeks of rest.
I mean, that's the problem, though, is you've guys want to play, and it actually makes you happy that Donovan Mitchell wants to play, because Lord knows how many other guys who are out there that you can't say that about.
Yeah, except you got to be sometimes protect a guy from himself.
Exactly. You got to protect a guy from himself, and it's the biggest bummer of not being able to, frankly, be in that body, because it's really easy to go, oh, yeah, I feel great. Oh, this feels good. Oh, this looks great, and pull it off. You know, and it's like, okay, never mind.
Hey, guys, I'll leave you with this. I am very positive. We're going to take care of business the last two games. I won't go through my drawn-out scenario. I'll just cut to the chase. We're going to be 3. Indiana's going to be 6. New York's going to win out, be the second seed. Milwaukee will lose their last two, you guys. They're sitting out everybody tonight. And if they lose in Orlando, Orlando's going to fight for their playoff lives. Then Milwaukee gets Orlando into 4-5. So it's going to be 3-6, you guys. Book it. Go Cavs.
All right, Andy. Thank
Absolutely,
you very much.
Andy. Boy, I hope so.
Let me book that. Luke's in North Royalton, home of the Bears. What's up, Luke?
How are you, Luke?
Hey, it's Lou. But
Lou, sorry.
100%, I agree with your take in the last segment. I got two questions, 2 points to make. One, the second point refers to your caller, Jerry. My first point, the Cavs need to decide who is the face of this franchise. Is it Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell? If it's Donovan Mitchell, then you have to trade Darius Garland and Evan Mobley and see what you can get. And the reason why I say that is that with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley will never realize his full potential with Donovan Mitchell as the point guard to whatever position he's going to play. He's too ball dominant. So that's why I say, you have to decide who is the face of your franchise. Because let's say Evan Mobley becomes what everybody thinks he's going to be, okay? So he's scoring 20 to 22 points a game, averaging a double-double. So he's at the same level as Donovan Mitchell is right now, star-wise. Who would you rather have, a 7-foot scoring machine or a 6'1 scoring machine who can't get out of the second round of the playoffs? It's proven. So, I mean, that's what you need to decide. So if you decide to keep or Donovan Mitchell doesn't sign, then you go Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and Jared Allen. Jared Allen is a double-double machine. I think both of them, Mobley and Allen, can coexist with Darius Garland. They showed it to you, Mobley's rookie year, Darius's second year, they were all-stars. Jared Allen and Garland were all-stars. They made the all-star team.
Lou, it comes down to this for me. I will not give up on a 22-year-old 6'11 guy who I think has a lot of talent. That's Evan Mobley.
I will not trade Evan Mobley.
No,
I'm not doing it.
And has he been what you wanted him to be? No, you probably want him to be more than he's been. Has he still been a really a good NBA player? Yeah, he still has, even with where he is. And before I say, well, Evan's not what we thought he would be, he's not as good as what we thought he would be, I'm more willing to say, and I would do this before I would ever pull the plug on him, I would change the backcourt, I would change the coaching, I would change the roster around him before I would change Evan Mobley.
But agreed. I am not changing out, and so, I am these not
are hard guys
trading.
To find, Dan. 6'11" guys who can.
I'm not trading 6'11" kids who are 22 years old who are contributing to winning and are playing winning basketball. And while, yes,
we and are averaging all, fewer than 12 shots per game while doing so.
And yes, while we would all love him to have a higher point total, like, that guy is an absolute nightmare to try to get around as an offensive player. I'm not trading guys.
The injuries
who
have been a factor
to
too.
Winning.
Yep. His playing time has been down because of the injuries and then coming back and watching his minutes and everything else. He's playing the fewest minutes per game of his career right now.
Agreed. I'm not doing it. I'm not trading that guy. I'm sorry. It's not there. You could talk me into Darius Garland for the right amount. I will probably have to take a long walk and shed a couple tears along the way. But you can maybe talk me into Garland if I'm getting back exactly what this team needs. But I'm not trading Evan Mobley. It's not happening. Like, those guys don't come around that often. And frankly, he is not a fully developed product. Is it moving slower than people would like? Yes.
But there are... It's not an excuse. It's a factor. The injuries have been a factor. Two ball dominant guards have been a factor. Has coaching been a factor? I don't know. I will tell you that. I don't know. Because if you try to make Evan the number two scoring option or more of a scoring option, I don't know if you could do that this year with his injury situation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that you could do that with the way the roster is now constructed. I truly don't think you could go to Darius Garland and say, hey, Darius, we want you to be Drew Holiday.
No.
Back way off on the scoring. Concentrate on moving the ball and defense. Well, that's not Darius.
And he's not built like Drew Holiday.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not Darius. And you can't tell Donovan Mitchell, hey, what's 19 points a game sound like to you?
Yeah.
Does that sound okay? Now, all that said, when Darius was out and Donovan had the ball, oh my gosh, was that working? And oh my gosh, was he dynamic? And oh my goodness, would I like to see Donovan run point?
Yeah.
With a two guard who can flat out shoot next to him and a small forward that you get from somewhere with Allen and Mobley. That's what I'd like to see. Kevin is in thriving Cuyahoga Falls, home of the Black Tigers.
All right, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Kevin. We're well.
Great. Hey, I got a question for you, and then I'd like to make a comment after my question. So here's my question to you. Let's just assume we get this dream matchup of, let's say, the Pacers or the Magic. And let's just assume that we get past that series and we make it to the second level. Now, knowing that probably in that second round, we're going to have to play either Milwaukee, New York, or Philadelphia, what concerns about the Cavs team do you have that go away just because they make the second round that you don't have right now worrying about that same first round matchup?
None.
Yeah, none of them.
Nothing
exactly.
Goes away, Kevin. You're right. You're absolutely right.
None of it goes away. Right, right. So you still have the same, because we all agree we can see the deficiencies in this team, right? I think we all agree we can see the holes in this team.
Kevin, there are only two matchups that I don't think, oh boy, I don't want that, out of the Eastern Conference. There are only two.
All right.
And it's Orlando and Indiana, and I'm not crazy about playing Indiana. And Orlando's a good young team.
I would say at this point, I would suggest this deck needs to get shuffled. I'm with you, Jeff, what you just laid out. To me, that's how this team played better and would play better. That's how we won. When we don't have two guys that are mirrors of each other on the court, meaning Garland and Mitchell, when they're not on the court together, we play better. We really do. We won more games that way. So I just don't see this mix. And whether you call it personnel or JB, I don't like the minutes. I don't like his rotations. And I don't like the fact that he's stuck on keeping those two out there at the same time. It just has proven it's not winning basketball for us. So I'm in the deck needs shuffled group. Now, if they win the Eastern Conference Championship, I'll eat a giant slice of crow pie, but I would bet a whole lot of money that is not going to happen this year.
Kevin, thank you, buddy.
I think we all have the same thought process pretty much when it comes to J.B. Bickerstaff. Like, it just kind of seems like we're at the tail end of this. Now, let's go down hypothetical corridor, because Kevin brought up, if they win a first-round series, does your opinion change? Let's go down hypothetical corridor for a second, okay? If, let's say, they get the 76ers.
Corridor, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to use that word. If they get the 76ers and the combination of Jared Allen and Evan Mobley do a fine to good job at holding off Joel Embiid, right? And let's say that Strus and Okoro and that stuff makes Tyrese Maxey's life really hard. And the Cavaliers happen to win that series in what would probably be an upset, though the seeding would not tell you as such. I believe Vegas would favor the 76ers in that matchup. I have a feeling the opinion would change of exactly what you are saying. Now, again, we are down hypothetical corridor. I don't think that's the case. I think the 76ers are a horrific matchup for the Cavaliers, but let's head down this corridor, okay? If that happens, I think what Kevin says kind of gets thrown out the window where, hey, if they win a first-round series, the deficiencies are still here. Well, if the deficiencies are still there, then why were they able to dominate one of the better teams in the league who had championship aspirations before the season started and are now finally healthy?
Well, you did go down the corridor,
yes,
as you said.
It's a fun word.
You know, is Embiid completely healthy? Is he good to go? There are a lot of factors there. We'll see. If they play the Sixers in the first round, I would be surprised if the Cavs won that series. I'd be surprised. To be perfectly honest, if they played Orlando, I'd pick the Cavs. If they played Indiana, I'd pick the Cavs. If they played any other team in the Eastern Conference, I'd pick that other team. And that's not about the Cavs. I think the Cavs have been terrific. They've done some really nice things this year. I just think, and you use the word plateaued, and I don't know if it's JB, I don't know if it's roster, whatever. I think this team would be hard-pressed to make a big leap next year the way the roster is currently constructed.
I think with the
regardless of coaching, with the way the roster is constructed right now, I think they'd be hard-pressed to make a big move.
I think they could still make a big leap if you get fresher ideas in there that fit the style of play that
with
they want
the roster?
To have. With the roster that's there. I think you could still do it.
Maybe somebody else could get more out of the Mitchell-Garland combo and get more out of Evan Mobley at the same time.
If you get me Terry Stotts, I think it looks differently. I will say that name over and over again. If you get me somebody with some level of experience of having two smaller-sized guards and has found success with it, well, yes, you could scream and, you know, whatever. He made a Western Conference Finals. Like, that's tough.
Is that success enough?
To me, it is. I mean, gosh, you're one of the four best teams in basketball. Okay. I mean, maybe, I'm sorry, I don't live in championship or bust world. I don't think that's a fun way to live life.
I don't either. I agree with you on that. Come Monday, we'll be talking about a first-round matchup, maybe, unless the Cavaliers end up in the play-in tournament and everything else. So things will be changing over the next 3 days. Stay tuned. I'm anxious to talk about it on Monday. Brian Anderson played for the Indians. He works for the Rays as a color analyst, and he's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.